Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nianig ng takot at pangamba ang buong mundo dahil sa unti-unting pagtaas ng mga kaso ng novel coronavirus. Nitong nakaraang linggo, inanunsyo na din ng World Health Organization bilang global health emergency ang novel coronavirus dahil sa man-to-man transmission ng sakit.
The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries. Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill-prepared to deal with it.
Sa Pilipinas naman, kinumpirma na din ng bansa ang pinakaunang kaso ng novel coronavirus at nitong nakaraang araw, tumaas na sa 2 ang mga kaso. Isang 38-anyos na babae at kasama nitong 44-anyos na lalaking Chinese national na bumiyahe sa Pilipinas mula China ang nagpositibo ayon kay Health Secretary Francisco Duque.
The 2 confirmed cases are the previously announced 38-year-old Chinese female and her companion, a 44-year-old Chinese male, who were both admitted for isolation and supportive treatment at the San Lazaro Hospital in Santa Cruz, Manila. Both patients are from Wuhan.
Kinumpirma din ng DOH nitong February 1 na ang isa sa mga nagpositibo ay namatay na dahil sa severe pneumonia.
The DOH also confirmed that the 44-year-old male died yesterday, February 1, 2020. Over the course of the patient's admission, he developed severe pneumonia. In his last few days, the patient was stable and showed signs of improvement. However, the condition of the patient deteriorated within the last 24 hours, resulting in his demise.
Tiniyak naman ng gobyerno ng Pilipinas na ginagawa nila ang lahat upang ma-contain ang virus.
DOH is assuring the public that all measures needed to contain the spread of the virus is being strictly implemented and followed.
Sa Australia naman, umakyat na din sa 12 ang mga kumpirmadong kaso ng novel coronavirus. Dinala na din mula sa Wuhan, China, ang halos 300 Australiano patungo sa Christmas Island upang ma-quarantine bago bumalik sa Australia. At habang patuloy pang sinusubok ng mga eksperto ang pagbuo ng gamot, hindi naman maiiwasang magbigay ng sentimento ang ilang Pilipino sa Australia ukol sa maaring pagkalat ng NCOV. Ilan sa kanila ay nababahala.
Kaka-alarm. And personally kasi I have kids and then I have a baby and then I work in the city. So alam naman natin yung tourists ano dito sa Australia more on wala talagang open sila. Of course I'm worried na kumalat siya.
At ang ilan naman ay kalmado lang.
I'm actually not worried about this coronavirus because I've read before that according to statistics, there's 220,000 people who dies from flu each year. So that's staggering 220 persons per day. So you're more likely to die with the flu than from a coronavirus, from my perspective, according to statistics.
Paano mo ba mapoprotektahan ang iyong sarili laban sa virus? Ayon kay Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove ng Emerging Diseases and Zoonoses Unit ng World Health Organization, ang coronavirus ay isang pamilya ng iba't ibang virus.
So coronaviruses are a family of viruses that range from the common cold to MERS coronavirus, which is Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, and SARS, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus.
Ayon din kay Dr. Kerkhove, nagmula ang virus sa mga hayop at maaari din maipasa ang virus mula sa hayop papunta sa tao.
Coronaviruses are circulating in animals, and some of these coronaviruses have the capability of transmitting between animals and humans. We call that a spillover event.
Ani Dr. Kerkhove, magdudulot ng mga respiratory symptoms ang mga coronavirus. Kaya payo niya, ang paghuhugas ng kamay at pagtakip ng munganga kung uubo o magbabahing.
So coronaviruses typically cause respiratory symptoms, so we recommend basic hand hygiene such as washing your hands with soap and water, and respiratory hygiene such as when you sneeze, sneezing into your elbow.
Maari din daw maiwasang mahawa ng virus mula sa hayop sa pamamagitan ng paglayo mula sa mga buhay na hayop.
Ways to protect yourself against a potential animal source would be to avoid unnecessary, unprotected contact with live animals and to make sure that you wash your hands thoroughly after contact with an animal.
At kung kakain man ng mga karne, siguraduhin luto ang karne bago kainin.
And also to make sure that your meat is cooked thoroughly before consuming.
Walang espesipikong gamot para sa mga coronavirus, ngunit ayon kay Dr. Kirkov, magagamot naman ang mga sintomas.
There are no specific treatments for coronaviruses, but symptoms can be treated.
May bantamang dala ang novel coronavirus, ngunit hikayat ng otoridad sa lahat, huwag maalarma at manatiling malusog at uminom ng maraming tubig upang maiwasan ang mga sakit-sakit. Payo din ng mga doktor na kung bumiyahe man sa China ay mag-self-quarantine ng 14 days. At kung sumama man ang pakiramdam ay huwag mag-atubiling kumonsulta agad sa doktor. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.